everybody. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina.
And we are the Freaky Book Bitches. So we've only been at this for like 3 weeks now, and we've been just like tossing out like 3 episodes at a time. We're going to do that again this week, but starting next week, we're actually going to have more of a structure because we are this week introducing a new segment called Tingle Tuesdays. Super excited. There's this author named Chuck Tingle, and he's got a lot of hilarious erotic books that make zero sense, and I'm really excited to share one a week with you guys. That'll be on Tuesdays, and then other than that, we're gonna have Thirsty Thursdays and
Freaky Fridays.
So this week I'm gonna release all 3 episodes on the same day. Starting next week, we're gonna release on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
So this week you guys just get a tingle teaser.
Yeah, this week it's a tingle teaser. That's good. You're so sorry. Did we get my backers? Okay. Anyway, so this week's tingle teaser is called My Macaroni and Cheese is a Lesbian. Also, she is my lawyer.
All right.
The cover is so cool. It's like some hot chick in a bathing suit and then a hot chick bowl of macaroni and cheese.
Hot chick bowl of mac and cheese.
Check it out.
Okay, I kind of dig it.
Yes. Yeah, with like lawyer stuff in the background. Or
lawyer stuff in the background.
So, oh god dang it. I wish they would just go away. Anyway. So, the book starts out with this girl who's like eaten with her best friend, and they're in at a courthouse lunchroom, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna lose my case, I just know I am. And her friend's like, no, Mona, you're gonna be fine, you're not gonna lose your case. And like, she's sitting there staring at her broccoli and macaroni and cheese, just like sullen, and she's like, this is the worst thing that has ever happened. And she starts to talk about what the case is about, and all of a sudden her mac and cheese is like, wait, and this like starts waving her arms in the air, like, and and Mona's like, what the heck, and like looks down at her mac and cheese that's yelling at her, and then the mac and cheese pulls herself out of the bowl and sits in the chair, revealing her true nature is a sentient food.
All right.
Yeah. And Mona's like, what the fuck? Who are you? And then the macaroni's like, I'm your lawyer, Hema. And as your lawyer, I'm going to tell you to shut your fuck mouth in the cafeteria at the courthouse. And she's like, oh, okay, sorry. So then they go into
just like takes it like at face value. Oh, guess, okay, yeah, you're, I mean, my lawyer.
Just assuming, yeah, in this universe that macaroni and cheese lawyers are common.
All right.
Maybe, I don't know. So anyway, she's like, let's go to the courtroom and get your case over with. You're going to be fine. We got this. You're not going to lose. And so they go in, they're sitting down, and like, it's just Mona and her macaroni and cheese lawyer and her friend Ari, or something. I can't remember the friend's name. I didn't save it. And this is really annoying. I lost him. Anyway. So they're the only ones on their side, but then is it the prosecution? Because it's like a lawsuit, so like,
well,
she's the defense, right?
Okay, then because the other one would be defended. The prosecution.
Okay, all right. Well, so the prosecuting.
I think we could be wrong.
The sewer lawyer, is on the other side, and it's like a jug of water on a body.
What the fuck?
Yeah, is the lawyer. And then the judge comes in, and he's wearing a white gi, which is like a karate outfit, isn't it?
Maybe.
I feel like a gi is like a karate outfit.
I don't know. When you say gi, I just think of, what is that, like some sort of cheese or butter or something? I don't know.
It's a... Something. Yeah, there's like G-H-E-E. It's like, yeah, butter, but like G-I.
I think, I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I think it's a karate outfit. And a pink bag over their head, and they trot up to the judge's chair. He's also wearing dark sunglasses to obscure his eyes, but his mouth can clearly be seen through a hole in the bag. And his name is Judge Tingle.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the opposing counsel steps forward right here, led by an enormous bottled water clad in a sharp suit and tie. He strolls confidently out into the middle of the floor, turns to address the courtroom. Water, the fundamental ingredient of all life on Earth, the soothing chemical compound that quenches our thirst on a hot day and allows us to grow food from the garden, like beautiful lettuce or bright red tomatoes. And, like, he's going on and on about water and quoting it, and then he's like, there are others who would take this wonderful blessing for granted. I'm speaking, of course, about Mona Morrison. Some people think they can say chocolate milk is good and water is sick and gross. So water, she said in front of her glass of chocolate milk is way better than water, that water is sick and gross. And the glass of water got its feelings hurt and decided to sue her for $1 billion.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mona's being sued by a glass of water, or all water, I guess, for $1 billion for saying water is gross. Which I think water is amazing, in case you're listening.
Yeah, water's amazing, but so is chocolate milk.
Oh, God. I love
chocolate milk so right. much. Chocolate milk is like the dessert of water.
I love water, but chocolate milk is my life. I love chocolate milk way too much. Y'all should try chocolate oat milk. That shit is fire, too. Oh, my goodness. I wish they had chocolate rice milk.
You could probably make some.
Because I love rice milk. I just love all milk, I think. Except I'm not big on almond milk. It's too watery for me now. Too bougie for it. Anyway, back to where we were. So.
Oh, by the way, a gi is the uniform for training in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. Okay. So, yeah, it's a little karate outfit. A yeah. Brazilian jiu-jitsu outfit. I'm sorry if I offend anybody who's into that stuff.
Jerk.
Okay, so obviously when he says that, some people think they can say chocolate milk is good and water is sick and gross. And then her macaroni lawyer's like, objection. Like, he's being a douche. And he's like, sorry. I just think that when it comes to a fundamental building block for all of life on the planet, people should have a little more respect. Thusly, we are seeking $1 billion in damages for the careless and, frankly, horrific things that Mona Morrison has said about water. And this one, so her lawyer takes a deep breath, stands up, and addressing Judge Tingle directly, goes, Judge, come on. Really? And rolls her eyes. Really? And then she goes, come on. Slight scoff. She's like, cracks a grin, and then the judge cracks a grin, laughs, smacks his gavel down. He's like, you're right. I rule in favor of the defendant and deny the Waters request for $1 billion. We'll meet here at the same time tomorrow to discuss the countersuit. So then she, like, hugs the macaroni and cheese lawyer, and she's like, we did it. I'm so excited. And she's like, you gotta go back to the office so you can prep for tomorrow. And the macaroni and cheese is like, nah, I'm packing up so we can get out of here and get a drink to celebrate. So they go to the chocolate milk bar, which I have read a few Tingle tales so far, and chocolate milk bars are like the place to be.
I kind of want to go to a chocolate milk bar.
Let's open our own chocolate milk bar. Trademarked. No one else can steal that.
I don't think we have enough ambition for that.
Oh, God. On all you'd have
it took us like 3 years to do this.
How much different chocolate milk could you have? Because there's just like...
Right.
It's just good or it's not. You know what I
mean? Milk chocolate milk. Josh, dark chocolate milk. Strawberry chocolate milk.
Josh is obsessed with making fancy chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Where he puts milk in the kids' glass and then he whips up
creamer
and then puts it on top. And then he's like... puts a little straw in it, and he always puts it in a little fancy glass for him, and they think it's the coolest thing ever.
I mean, you know, sometimes you need fancy chocolate milk in your life.
I love drinking my chocolate milk out of a wine glass.
It's the only way to drink it.
Whenever I eat dinner, I'll be like, hold on, I gotta get my drink, and then I'll just go put my chocolate milk in a wine glass and sit it with next to my plate.
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason I own wine glasses, because I just drink the wine out of the bottle.
Speaking of wine glasses, I bought you a new Harley Quinn wine glass, right?
Yeah.
Because I broke your other one.
Yeah. You broke my one that you bought and said you had to buy another one.
So wait, I still owe you one?
I think so.
I feel like I got you a new one. Because
you broke mine, and then you bought a new one to replace it, and broke it. So I don't know. We'll have to check your cabinets. Look at your
house. Look at your house for it. I will. In your room. Because I feel like I gave it to you at your
house. I don't think it would be in my room.
I thought it was up on your shelf in your bedroom by your TV or something.
No, that's a different wine glass.
Oh, what wine glass is that?
That's one from somebody's wedding or something.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, that's the story. Sorry. We're not going to edit that out, though.
Side track. My bad.
You guys just get to give an insight into our lame lives.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're at the chocolate bar, and she's like, I just am, like, so attracted to this macaroni and cheese.
I mean, that's a WAP, right? Macaroni.
I never listen to that song. Everyone always references it, and I couldn't.
I don't think I've ever actually listened to it either, but I've heard it in passing. Stirring
macaroni and cheese, and it grosses me out, so thanks a lot, everybody who constantly tells me that.
You're welcome.
By everybody, I only mean Dina.
Just it's not true. I think wondering. That's the first time I've ever actually referenced it.
Nope. I think it's like the fifth.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. We're good. It's
weirder okay. things have happened.
Anyway, so she's like looking over her tall glass of chocolate milk instead of Bud Light. And she's like, I want to fuck that mac and cheese. And she's like, you know what? Why are you so good at being a lawyer? And the lawyer's like, my secret is I actually care. I really do.
Because mac and cheese cares about you.
And Mona's like, do you care about all of your clients like you care about me? And she's like, no, I care more about you than them. And so they just start making out in the bar, in the chocolate milk bar, the macaroni and cheese and the human. And the macaroni and cheese is like, let's go. I'm going to take you to my office. And so they go up to her office and have sex. Like, a whole bunch of sex. The macaroni is, like, eating her out. She's eating the macaroni out. And I'm not sure how any of this works. Was the macaroni wearing a suit? I don't fucking know.
I don't know, but it kind of makes me hungry for mac and cheese.
Yeah, so...
Fat girl problems.
So they have super... super sex, and she's like, this macaroni pussy is perfectly cooked meal of warm macaroni and cheddar cheese that melts in your mouth, fills you with savory salty goodness.
Oh geez.
And then, like, after they're done having sex, they're laying on the floor together, and then
that just sounds like an infection waiting to happen.
And then Hema, the macaroni lesbian lawyer, is like, oh my god. And her macaroni and cheese body is strangely puffy and limp, exhibiting a frightening amount of trouble as she attempts to push herself off the ground. And someone is like, what is going on? And the macaroni and cheese lady's like, the sex was too hot. I'm overcooked. And she's like, and then Mona's like, what do we do? And she's like, I'm falling apart. And Mona's like, are you going to be okay? And she's like, oh, yeah, in a few days, yeah, but I'm not going to be able to represent you in court tomorrow. You're going to have to do it yourself. And Mona's like, no, I can't. And I was like, you have to. I can't move when I'm overcooked. I can't help you out. I gotta. So she goes to court by herself, and she's like, fuck. And Judge Tingle is like, hey, Mona, what you want to say, bud?
Like, we're clearly best friends.
Fist bumping. And, like, she stands up and she's like, oh god, I'm frozen. Like, she freezes. She can't say shit. She's like, oh no, what do I freaking do? And then she goes, you know what? I know exactly what to do. She goes, come on, this case, I mean, really? Seriously, come on. And then Judge Tingle nods, smiles, and goes, I rule in favor of Mona Morrison. And then the macaroni and cheese is like, I saw you on live stream and you put on a hell of a show. I'm going to add you as a new partner at my firm.
It's all it takes.
Yeah.
No offense to any lawyers out there, but you know.
Yeah, so, you know, all of you lawyers who are just, like, going to school mad for props. Ages and, like, getting all these student loans and stuff and just, like, busting your ass and, like, spending hours and hours studying and working really hard, all you really had to do was go, judge, really? Come on. I mean
this.
And then, like, your macaroni lesbian lover is going to be like, you know what? Just come be a lawyer. You don't need to pass the bar.
You don't need all those student loans.
Just fuck some macaroni and live your best life. Anyway, that's the story. Again, it's called... Why did I exit out? My Macaroni and Cheese is a Lesbian. Also, she is my lawyer. And that is our very first Tingle teaser. It's by Chuck Tingle. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. This is really fun. Just a reminder to follow us, like us, share us.
Tell your friends about us.
Yeah, tell your friends about us.
Or your mom. You never know. Your mom might be into that sort of stuff.
She might. I mean, yeah. Your dad, too. Tell your dad. Yeah. I don't care. Do it.
Your auntie. Your uncle.
You won't do it. Anyway, find us on Instagram, Twitter, Freaky Book Bees. Email us with requests or just to chat it up at freakybookbees@gmail.com. It's BEES. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Reminder, starting next week, we will be releasing 3 episodes, but on separate days.
Tuesday.
Thirsty Thursdays and Freaky Fridays. And we look forward to telling you guys about more hilarious books and sometimes cute ones about princesses and penises. And bye.
Bye.